My name's Serpy, going to take you through this next hour, and joining me live from Studio 2A, it's my pleasure to bring you Tucson's own, The Working People.
Words are not enough, that way. go down crying, and I cry. You start looking up at me.
You picked up on all my sadness. How could you?
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. You are listening to Locals Only. Thank you for joining us. My name's Serpy, coming to you live from Studio 2A with Tucson's own The Working People. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you for having us. And the rolling disaster that is The Working People. We've already had one guitar change.
Oh my God, I didn't even
Yeah, oh, don't you know?
That's the magic of it. Like, people out there in radio land don't understand.
I wrecked up so
happened.
Bad. No, I noticed the chaos.
But you were lucky you split with that. What'd you do? Did you break a string?
Yeah, I broke a string. I'm known for it.
Madman.
I'm guilty of it a lot. Sometimes I carry three guitars just in case.
Or are you Quilty?
Yeah.
All right, let's take it around the horn real quick. Go ahead and introduce all these clowns. Who you here with?
Okay, so first starting off, we got Lucas Steele on the bass. He's been kind enough to play with us tonight.
He's filling in?
Yeah, he's filling in for Christopher Stryker, our
good
Stryker. Friend. Oh, yeah. Woo. He had to go home for some pressing business, but the show must go on. And then we've got Dave Foley on the drums, the masterful Dave, keeping it going no matter what. on lead vocals is Marina Oleshko, the talent, the beauty, everyone knows. And then my name is Michael, and I break strings.
And hearts, I hear.
Oh!
Totally just gossiping. I did not read that off a bathroom wall. All right, so the working people in the house here, Studio 2A. You guys have only been together since 2023. Is that when you put this together?
Yeah. 2023, I think we met Dave, started coming to Marina and my our solo shows, which were actually like acoustic affairs and like nylon string and like really gentle things for the most
folk
part.
Songs.
And then he was like, I think I can add to this. And as soon as he brought in drums, it was just... It got loud. It got loud real fast.
Yeah, I bet. That's something I want to ask real quick. So if I'm correct, so you're, this other project that you were doing before Dave stepped in was mostly folk songs from your homeland? Is that correct?
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. I guess, you know, they're songs that I grew up with from the 60s, you know, from Russia. There was this really beautiful, flourishing folk scene, and you know, a lot of these songs are so beautiful and meaningful, but it doesn't seem like anybody knows what they are. So I decided to, you know, get my nerves together and try to deliver, you know, some of those songs to the people, I guess. They deserve to be heard.
And that's one of the things I think is beautiful about music, that it's an oral history. Like, you know, there's so much written history or, you know, but like when songs pass down, recipes pass down, that's where our culture retains its shape from culture to culture. And coming to America, if you don't want to get into this too much.
It's okay.
Right, like, was it a culture shock? Like, what? How old were you when you came to America?
I was about 11 years old and... I mean, certainly I would say it was a culture shock and, you know, obviously like the language barrier was, different, but also the environment. Like I came from like Moscow to the desert.
Yeah.
So it was this exotic climb, you know.
And did you come, one swoop you were here, or you came, did you do some visits and come get, did you dip your toes into the pool slowly or did you dive in head first?
It was definitely the former. Yeah. I was like the dipping slowly, like stay for a few months and then, you know, my father had steady employment here, but, you know, I also have family back in Russia and in Crimea, so we had to go back. And so, you know, starting from like probably seventh grade, it was like one continuous time.
So you were slowly eased into capitalism.
Well.
We won't go too deep there.
Yeah.
No. Perestroika came fast.
Yeah. And then once you got here, how you met Michael first, I guess, since Dave came later. How did you two meet?
Well, we met a long time ago. We met in 2009. You know,
let's
we
not put a number on it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's seriously. But we weren't 21 yet. Let's just put it that way. And
we were like seven. 2009. Who are we kidding?
Yeah, let's say that.
But I saw his hair, and I was like, oh my god.
How could you not?
I was like Mark Bolan. You know.
For and, those who can't see my hair, it's real thin.
Oh my god.
And straight.
It's like, just so like, go look at
springy curls over here.
Yeah, so he used to work at a guitar store, and I was taking lessons there, and yeah, it, yeah.
Right. So then you started doing this acoustic, traditional folk, Russian folk song duo sort of thing?
Oh, gosh, well, we've been, we've been together for quite a long time,
Marina,
yeah.
When I met Marina, she... It's really funny because she'll talk like I'm the guitar player, but she's a great guitar player in her own right. And when I met her, she played this amazing fingerpicked version of Diamonds and Rust.
Diamonds and Rust, yeah.
And yeah, just one. So don't let Marina, you know, be that way about it.
All right, and then Dave came in the mix. He said, let's crank it up, get some rock and roll going.
Yeah.
All right. And then how did this guy get involved? He was the original bass player, right?
So me and Lucas played in this very room in a band called Some of Them Are Old, which was like a noise thing. Not that we aren't that, but it was very specifically that. And then we were in an electronic duo called Dad's Dad. Yeah, we've been playing music together for a long, long time.
Awesome. Dude, all right.
I've seen your child be born.
Not literally.
Oliver,
not literally.
If you're listening.
Not literally.
If you're listening, Oliver, he has the seen the tapes.
All right, we're a little ahead of schedule, but we're going to get right back into the music, and then we'll come back. You're listening to Locals Only. Thank you for joining us. My name's Serpy. I'm here with the working people. And what are you going to play next? Well, first of all, recap it. What did you start the song, the set with?
Okay, so we started the set with Star Song, which is the first song off our
new album.
Wow. Wow, yeah. You can listen to that on all platforms. At your Fireside Chats, it will be playing. You can get it on vinyl record or just go to, you know, all of those evil places like Spotify and whatnot. And then next we played Give Me Some Bread, which is about needing bread as part of the proletariat.
Yes.
Sandwiches are important.
Let them eat bread.
Yeah, if you don't have cake, have some bread. And then we had White Noise.
White Noise, that's, I not to be biased, but that's my favorite jam on the album. That's what I've been, like, really rocking.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
I'm so sorry I broke a string during that.
It's you pulled it off, man. You did a good job, for sure.
White Noise, yeah, that's, Michael wrote the music, and we put the words together, but...
Marina actually was... determined, she just had the energy one night.
Yes.
And she was like, get out here, make me a fire.
And we're going to make a song.
And we're going to make a song. And I was actually very against it. And I was being a curmudgeon.
But it was also beautiful.
But something about that, like, space almost brought out something in me, which I imagine is how, like, Robert Smith feels most of the time. You know, like a somebody who's too smart to be as sad as they are. That's how I would describe it.
Outsmart, yeah. Can't really outsmart the sadness.
And yeah.
On that note,
very, very well done. All right, we're joining the local the working people on Locals Only.
I mean, they're local too, dude.
We're gonna get right back into music. Thank you for joining us, the working people, KXCI.
Wonder where you are, if dangle yourself from the chains of your headphones, Lucas.
And capitalism.
So, lovely people of Tucson, I'm speaking to you, I'm talking to you, and no one can stop me. I mean, they could mute me for sure.
Nah.
There are many rules I could break. I just want to let you know, it's not unlimited power, but it is too much.
F-word.
Right now.
We good to go, Lucas?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Song, and it's not really about vampires. Well, I guess it is. I think, like, when you're a vampire, you have to think about eternity, and you know, you realize what you love doing with your time. Anyway, time is valuable.
That's a song about a Tucson girl who doesn't like going out in the sun.
Horribly scared of vampire skin.
All right, taxi. Taxi, can you pick me up?
Driving while you're saying, Mr. Taxi, so pass me all your money.
91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to your end of the dial. You are listening to Locals Only. My name is Serpy, coming to you live from Studio 2A with Tucson's own The Working People. Thanks again for being here with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, man, always good to be here.
All right, so here's the question that's been burning inside since I heard that.
Burning.
Were you a taxi driver? Do you got the history or what? it sings like a man with experience.
An emotional taxi driver. I was an emotional taxi driver for a long time. I knew what I was doing. I had people pay the fare, which was, you know, my own emotions. So it was a emotional transactional exchange. And it's just about, you know, if you're getting driven around for a ride by somebody, and you know it, just taking ownership, you know, just taking agency.
Yeah.
In that.
That's a hell of an analogy. That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah. In a past life, I was a drunk.
We won't talk about the present.
Future life, I am a drunk.
Good to have plans. So let's talk about this album. It just came out not too long ago. Did you guys, I know you recorded one song over at Midtown Island. Did you do the whole album there?
No. But we love Matt Rendon at Midtown. So much props. But we did three tracks at Midtown. We actually did all of them and more. We did so many tracks at Midtown, and there's so much great stuff that we will get around to releasing. We set up in our own shop. I've got like a carport that I, you know, kind of boarded up. There's
nice.
Almost enough plywood
it's
and chicken wire to
that's what okay
capture.
I was
yeah
to that.
The all tone right. zone. And Dave brought over his Tascam 388, like a reel-to-reel recorder.
Oh, okay.
And we've just been abusing that machine ever since. Yeah. You know, I'm surprised it still functions after what we've done to it. But yeah, we had Greg Saunier from Deerhoof, mix and master. He mixed the rest of the tracks that we recorded, and then he mastered the whole thing. So big shout out to Greg Saunier as well. He did an amazing job. So we're just so lucky to work with so many people. I mean, you know, just in having two great bass players and, you know, great production and recording and all of that.
That, I mean, that's kind of blowing my mind. I didn't realize that. Like, listening to that album, I tend to say this a lot in this day and age where a lot of people can make these really pristine, great, clean sounding albums that sound great, but you can't feel the people in the room. You don't have that chemistry that's hitting the tape. And that's what I love about your album is just it's people in a room or in a carport that's well boarded up. And you feel the chemistry and you actually hear it. And it's not like some people, they go for that retro sound. Oh, we're trying to do this like retro 60s or garage rock thing, but this is just there's a lot of earnestness in this album that it really translates. So on one hand, I shouldn't be surprised from what you just told me, but it's also, I'm like,
it's a lot of live. Did you say that?
I wasn't listening. No. So what Dave needed a mic, but he refused to have one. Yeah. So what Dave, well, let me yeah lots of live tracks, like basically everything there. It's like how they would record a live album in the late 70s, you know, following around the show and just recording it live. And then like, oh, that's cool, but it'd be great because I'm a greedy guitar player and I need more of me. Or I'm a greedy vocalist. I need more, you know, I need to fatten up my vocals. Let's go do a couple overdubs on that, you know, and round it out. So it was very Lucas.
I was just going to say, like, I'm so grateful to have played on any part of the record. And, like, this is a great group of musicians. Like, it's unnecessary how good they are to be together, you know.
We're lucky to have you.
No, don't say
it's
that.
It's an embarrassment of riches.
I'm just here playing. But, like, y'all are...
Lucas
it's
is
really fun
having a family reunion.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. It's really, really, really fun, and I don't get to have this in a lot of ways.
That's a great way to encapsulate it. It is fun. Like you guys, a lot of people like they come in. It's like, oh, we're in the radio. People aren't seeing us, and it's, you know, like you guys are bringing to the Studio 2A what you would just do live. Like there's again going back to the earnestness of you all got rock and roll heart.
We're messing up more than we usually do.
Yeah, all of our live shows are better.
But I also haven't broken
Speak
anything.
For yourself.
I haven't broken anything, so that's good.
So was this the first time that you guys went into recording something? You had the machine, but was this the first time you sat down and like, let's record an album?
Oh yeah, yeah. It took a long time.
Yeah.
Like it took a lot of hours. I mean, we didn't do our 10,000 or whatever, but we put a lot of hours into it, and it was really important for us, like, you know, despite the fact that we might have something like 12 to 15 recorded.
Okay, and then you whittled back to what the album was.
Yeah, we just really wanted it to be like, okay, this is our strong message, an opening statement, and, you know, we do want it to be fun, because I'm not very fun, and I think about a lot of unfun things. I'm saying the truth. I think about a lot of unfun things. When Marina and I are at home, we talk about a lot of unfun things because there's a lot of unfun things going on in the world right now.
Yes.
And there was something that felt so splitting about being at a lovely local establishment like Che's, and having a wonderful brewski. And partying it up with my friends and Palestine happening. And there was something so dissonant about our modern times. And this is just like some very, very, you know, ill-advised attempt at bridging that gap. You know, we sing songs that do have messages in them, and I hope that you enjoyed the songs. And maybe if you were interested, you would look up what the lyrics are or whatever. But I want it to be fun. I mean, I think that's something that you could criticize about it, actually.
You have to make me songs, we songs. You have to be able to make things accessible to people, you know? Like, you have to be able to take the heavy thing and make it accessible to people to digest. And especially in these days we're seeing and the days we're about to enter, it's more important now that the good people step up and do the right thing. And being able where in a day where everyone's got a computer on their phone, they're being inundated with these things, to be able to bring some levity to it, but keep the message going. It's very important. I'd love that that's at the heart of what you're doing. So this album just came out. You got a bunch of songs in the can. Are you going to be releasing, you going to do an EP, another album? Am I putting the cart too far down the road here? You still got this baby just out the door.
Well, honestly, there's some songs, you know, that we were working on that, because that's the thing. It's like, I think we always try and chip away at a song until like it feels right and sounds right. And so there are quite a few songs actually that like, you know, are great songs, but we've never recorded them to the level of where they're like, okay, this is what I kind of see in my head. So, you know, one of these songs is like one of the songs that I wrote, and it's like such a difficult one. And I'm, you know, not really very experienced like in writing music.
Marina is, you know, actually the best songwriter in the band, probably, maybe because
I think I'm a good lyricist.
I almost said a bad word, but
the songs that she's talking about, I mean, there is one specific one we're both thinking of right now, but the songs she's talking about right now are things that we're not able to accomplish as a band yet, because they're beyond the, you know, reworked 50s through 70s rock and roll that we base all of our, I mean, you know. There's no mystique here, what we're doing, you know.
You're still woodshedding it to get it out there.
Marina's songs scare me the most as like a fill-in bass player right now.
Exactly.
Like, truly scare me the most. I don't know how to play them 90% of the time. And they're maybe like chord-wise the easiest ones, but there's so much texture, structure, So many
so
things.
So many implied things. Yeah. As resolution, you can hear it.
Getting to
there.
The heart of it, getting fleshing out those deep feelings can be deceivingly simple, but they're not.
It's frightening. It's absolutely frightening. I was already scared tonight, and I messed them up.
Anyway, so we have a few songs up our sleeve, and I think they would make up a fat part of the next album.
Yeah,
so.
You still gotta flesh them out, though.
Yeah.
Do you got any touring planned, or are you just sticking around Tucson, going up to Phoenix?
I mean, we wish. Like, I'd love to go on tour. I'm like new to this whole playing music thing, and I've never been on tour. I would love to go on tour, but so far, no tour in the works.
All right. Do you have local shows geared up? You got something local coming your way?
Yeah, we've got.
Are we allowed to say?
Yeah, we'll probably be playing at the Golden Saguaro on the 22nd. So you know,
that
if you know, you know,
thing.
It's that kind of it's that kind of thing. Yeah, a little brown, a little yeah.
All right, we're gonna get back into the music. We got about 20 minutes left, and you only got a few songs left, really, right?
Trace. Yeah,
you got three songs
about
left.
Three or four.
All right. We could do four.
Okay. We'll do three. We'll talk a little bit more, and then we'll see what comes down after that. Again, you are listening to Locals Only, KXCI 91.3, coming to you live from Studio 2A with the Working People. Thank you for joining us.
Blue Jean?
Yeah.
Ready, hunger now. You talk like an asteroid. Bring it back to Earth, boy. Now, right? Take your life, sell it to my banker. Blank crash override. Isn't that good for you?
Die, 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 die.
KXCI, Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Locals Only. My name's Serpy. I'm here coming to you live from Studio 2A with the Working People. That is a banger. That is just a banger. I mean, the whole album
Broken
is.
Glass?
Yeah, man.
I have the best time playing that song.
How can you not?
Michael,
Sabbath bass strings.
All right, so you have one more song, or what do you got?
I got one. We got two. Whatever.
You got two more.
Yeah. Whatever you want.
Let me just recap some stuff, and I'm gonna have you play out. We got about 10 minutes left.
Okay.
So if you can, let's chat real quick, and then if you can wrap it up by 10, so Night Interlude can start on time, that would be wonderful. Again, you're listening to the Working People. KXCI Locals Only, thank you so much for being here. Again, you just had the album come out not too long ago.
No, it came out November 29th. We had the album release at Che's because we are the Working People. Where the heck else are we going to have our party, you know?
Sure. And then show's coming up again, recap.
We have a show. I don't know if it's confirmed quite yet, but we're in communication with the venue, and that's going to be January 22nd. It's coming up. We will communicate via Instagram about
that. That seems where you guys are most active, I would is it? Like, Instagram's where you're getting most of, like, updates and stuff
that's
like that?
That's the truth.
That's the one we remember how to sign in to.
Yeah, that's where
I keep meaning to get Facebook, but it's just so depressing.
Your music's on all the platforms?
All the platforms,
yeah. You can find them, the Working People. Just Google it. All right, so we got 10 minutes left. Go ahead and rock out the last two songs. Cool. And if we go over, they'll just cut us off and send us downtown.
Awesome.
So you're listening to the Working People. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure to get you here and have you here.
Thank you. We're absolutely so. Yeah, thank you so much. This is so much fun. Okay, so this next one is a love letter to Leonard Cohen, and it's called Memories. After his memories.
I would say all the bad words right now.
You know, the funny thing is it doesn't actually have bad words. It's just such a beautiful song that's very, like, sexy in its own right without, you know. Anyway, here we go. I love singing it.
Makes me want to go to the gym.
Yeah. Or, like, have a prom. Beautiful, dreamy 1960s.
We don't have enough formal dances anymore.
Formal dance.
America is really, you know, making a mistake not having more formal dances after high school. Why is prom that the, like,
I'd like to waltz
formal dancing career?
What is it?
Let me dance and let me have a nap. Some chocolate milk.
I'm that old, yeah. Let me have a dance and a nap.
That's making America great.
Thank you. people.